I'm in Jaipur, the central Indian city, the home of the world's largest literature festival, and I'm talking to Javier Moro, who is a distinguished writer from Spain. He has written books in the past on the historical issues dealing with India, but one of the most prominent books that he has written deals with the Bhopal gas disaster, which had its 30th anniversary last year. Javier, can you tell me a little bit about what attracted you to write about the Bhopal gas disaster?
I wrote this book together with Dominique Lapierre.
Yes.
And the idea behind it was to write a book so that people would not forget. At that time, we're talking about 1998, the issue of Bhopal was totally, absolutely out in the news and totally forgotten. And it's not that it's still in the news, but I mean, we wanted to just make the record, to put on record the worst industrial disaster. Try to understand what had happened and how come such a sophisticated operation like the plant of Bhopal, the chemical plant of Bhopal, you know, had gone awry in such a way. I mean, it was part of curiosity, meant also a big part of wanting to do something for these victims, so, you know, they just not fall into oblivion just because they are the poorest of the poor. So we had to figure out what had happened by interviewing the architects, the engineers, the personnel
right.
that was running the factory, and try to understand how come an accident can become a catastrophe,
mm-hmm.
and then there is something else to Bhopal. How come a catastrophe can become a lifelong disaster?
But it's become a lifelong commitment for you, because while
yeah.
you wrote the book several years ago, almost a dozen years ago, you stayed with the story. You keep going back to Bhopal. Tomorrow, you're going again to Bhopal.
When you spend 7 months in a place like that, when you talk to all these victims, as I had talked to, when you have people, you know, suddenly crying after an interview because they've lost their health or they've lost their family and nobody had even, you know, asked for an excuse to them, I mean, part of my heart is in Bhopal.
Right.
You know? I mean, I lived for seven months there and then came back, 7 months in a row, but then came back many, many times. And then we helped open this Sambhavna clinic, and I became a very good friend of Satyanath Sarangi, who's really, I would say, a Gandhian figure there.
Right.
You know, he's stuck.
He's given his life to the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these people are the people that are worth, you know,
yeah.
keeping friendship with. So
yeah.
I'm very keen in seeing him again next week. And,
right.
You know, every time I can, I just go there and spend 3 days doing nothing, just being with
mm-hmm.
him and seeing the daily life of the clinic
mm-hmm.
and seeing what other. This time I'm coming with another, with a little plan in mind. I don't know if it will work out. I'm preparing the visit of two prominent Spanish lawyers,
mm-hmm.
the ones who have been able to sue the ex-Chinese prime minister
uh-huh.
and to have a court, an international court order issued against
uh-huh.
the former
Tiananmen.
Chinese leadership. Not over Tiananmen, but over the genocide of Tibet.
Right.
Hmm? It was very much in the news. Of course, the government quickly intervened, and they were following the concept of international justice. The genocide is a genocide.
Right.
If it's in Spain, in South America,
yeah.
in China.
No, it's universal jurisdiction,
it's universal.
Absolutely.
So that is the idea, but of course that enters into a collusion with local interest.
Right.
The Chinese government reacted very, very, very strongly against
yeah.
Against the Spanish court. But still it was a victory in its own, you know, to
mm-hmm.
be able to have an audience in Spain who, on with the basis of international justice, could prosecute Chinese leaders
mm-hmm.
and at least have them, you know, the way they arrested Pinochet.
Right, in Britain, yes.
Yeah, so these guys, I want them to come to Bhopal.
Right.
See if they can offer some kind of legal solution to the case.
Do you know what can be done? Because Warren Anderson is now dead. India has its own legal system looking at the case. What kind of legal remedy are you after, or are you focusing on compensation?
I am bringing them here to see if there is something can be done in the Hague or in any
uh-huh.
international court of justice.
Okay.
You know, because in the States it has always been ruled out as forum non convenience.
That's right. You know, that means it can't be tried here.
It can be tried here because it happened there.
Yes.
and of course, those barriers have really ultimately re-victimized the victim.
Right.
The victims. So maybe these two experts who are coming in Bhopal in March will be able to find, they're extremely clever and very
right.
good. They might be able to find a way, you know. To
right. That's wonderful what you're doing. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time
you you.
And all the best with your trip and all
Thank
the best
you.
For the new year.
Thank you very
Thank you
much.
Very much
Thank
indeed.
You.
Yeah.